Never ending radio show. Recovery. Recharge.
And I'll tell you what they did. While they were trying to figure out what to do with my sister and I, they had a meeting. And not only did they decide that Mac was going to throw us out, but they also decided what they were going to do if we should happen to come back, which they were all hoping we wouldn't. But they decided that if we came back, Jane was going to sponsor us. And there was a list of old timers who lived within 20 miles of our house, and they all had a Deb day. It was their day to be in my driveway at 7 p.m. and take this ungrateful brat to a meeting. And not only did they take me to the meeting, but then they had to take me to the donut shop. They'd buy me a cup of coffee and they would buy me a donut. And they never asked for any money because they knew how poor we were. And every night at 7 o'clock, there was an old timer in some enormous boat of a car sitting in my driveway. And they were smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee, and there was always a couple of them. They were telling jokes and listening to country music, and they were just having a big time. And you know what I'm doing? I'm standing on my front porch like this. And I'm thinking, I shouldn't have to get in that car. I went to a meeting yesterday. I don't know how many meetings you have to go to. I'm not getting anything out of them anyway. I don't even understand what those people are talking about. But, oh, there they are again, just waiting for me to get in the car. Why shouldn't I just get in the car? Oh, my gosh, the newcomer brain. Woo, is it scary. I'm telling you. You know, I'm so happy that conversations can happen in private.
It's the Never Ending Radio Show.